Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Here it is, another episode of the MoneyWise podcast. Welcome to the show. My name is Sheetal, and today we're about to decode or unbox a phrase that you've heard a lot of, including in our own episodes. The other episodes, very often you've had experts talking about the importance of financial planning, mapping your financial aspirations to your life aspirations, really. So we've decided, okay, we need to spend some time understanding what financial planning is all about. And we're in the safe hands on this podcast of Mr. Chokkalingam Paraniyappan. And I have to tell you, he's one of those major influencers in the Tamil Nadu market specifically, but not restricted to that at all, because he has contributed several articles to publications like the Economic Times, Outlook. He's also written for The Hindu. His organization, of which he's the founder, Prakala Wealth, is also active on social media. They have a YouTube channel with the express intention of disseminating information, reliable, trustworthy and clear information on subjects like what we talk about on the MoneyWise podcast. So we are quite happy to have him explain to us the importance of financial planning. Thank you, Mr. Chokkalingam, and welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. And how are you today?
Good, good. Thank you, Sheetal, for inviting me. Glad to be here.
Since I introduced you as someone whose organization is active on social media, a lot of young people do have an understanding on investments. But we are also faced with this information overload on account of internet, television, YouTube channels. We don't really know how to sift out the accurate, you know, sources of information from those that are not so accurate. So how about we simplify the basics for our listeners today? Why should someone pay attention to financial planning?
So this is an uncertain world, you know, what we call as VUCA world. So in today, someone has a high-paying job. Tomorrow, he may have a low-paying job. Right. Today, someone is overseas earning a lot of money. And then when he comes back to domestic market, his salary levels may go down. Today, someone's business is great. Tomorrow, the sector may go out of favor and his income levels may come down. Right. So to address all these things, generally, financial planning is important, paramount, I would say. Right. Because when one does the financial planning, what I'm going to do in the next 2 years, next 5 years, next 10, next 25 years, whatever may be the period, this may not happen exactly, but they have a thing mapped out. These are my intentions. These are my willingness. Mm. How to save for it, how to invest for it, how to do a proper investment, safe investment. So these are all the aspects that goes into financial planning. And hence, for youngsters particularly, when they start earning, the first thing to start with is with the financial plan. In that way, you know, their later years will become much, much easier and smoother. You know, it's better they start with someone whom they know or whom they get referred to. Or if they themselves are, you know, really good at it, then they do-it-yourself kind of thing they can do.
Understood. So you're saying that a VUCA world that we live in necessitates a financial plan right from the start. The minute you start earning, you need to have some sort of a plan, especially if, like a lot of people today, you're looking to do interesting things that speak to your whole self, your interests and passions and hobbies by the time you're in your 40s. And that's the kind of egg nest one should have. So one has the liberty to make these decisions. Now, that brings me to the plan, Mr. Chokkalingam. When you say plan, yeah, I'm imagining Excel sheets. For some reason, that worries me a lot, because I need to suddenly start typing things, life goals, and put some numbers and things like that. But so guide me. Is that what's required? How does one make this good financial plan that you spoke of that will serve me well?
See, there are a lot of planners available, advisors available in the market. All one has to do is choose the right person. You know, this can be done like any other thing. As you choose a doctor, as you choose a lawyer, as you choose in a bank or a banker, whichever way. So you have to choose the right person and then, you know, take reference of him, etc., etc., all those things. So then, you know, sit with him, tell your needs, let him understand fully about you, your family background, the nature of the profession, your profession, and what do you expect, all those things. Let him do all the Excel sheets, things, everything, and let he or she will give you a word format, simple to read, easy to understand, easy to execute plan, which they could help you to even to execute.
Is there a duration ideally that one should be planning for, 5 years, 10 years, 25, or should you have different documents for a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 25-year plan, and so on?
No, I won't say so, but we can take a different route. What are all the goals that a person, you know, needs? I can differentiate into short-term goals and long-term goals. Short-term goals could be, I want to buy a bike. I want to buy a car. Now I want to travel overseas. I need to have some money for emergency, so much money, etc., etc. Long-term goals could be, you know, I want to buy a house. I want to retire early.
Right.
I want to have some money for my son's or daughter's college education or marriage. So these are all the typical goals most of the people have. Some others do have some other goals as well. I want to give back to the society. I have, you know, all those things are also there.
Yeah.
But with these typical goals and approximately how much will I need in today's price?
Right.
That is the number. Even the financial planner can help you to get an average number for that, say like average college education, how much it will cost, and mm-hmm. average marriage, how much it could cost, mm-hmm. all those things. Even the planner can help you with those numbers and approximate numbers. Plus, with your family experience, you can give your inputs and approximate number. So yeah. with all these inputs, he can work on, he or she can work on, and then give you a plan to go about.
You know, the best thing that I like that you said, Mr. Chokalingam, that let them handle the Excel sheets. I was very happy to hear that. And also the fact that you said, instead of focusing on the years, look at the goals, the short term, long term, and so on, those goals. So that really helps.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
According to a November 2021 survey, 56% of Indians said they would like to advise their younger selves to start investing as early as possible in life. 38% of women stated that their child's education was their top financial goal. But only 20% of all those surveyed said they had a proper financial plan to meet their goals.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
Here's the other question. Given that most Indian investors are quite conservative when it comes to taking financial risks of any kind, what, Mr. Chokalingam, do you think would be the investment option that suits the average Indian the best?
If you happen to see,
yeah.
in the last 2 years,
right.
the number of Demat accounts opened in the country,
okay.
so it shows the highest risk. People are ready to take the highest risk.
Okay.
So people are there to take very high risk. But the thing is, I do agree with you that, you know, people are conservative, but conservative does not, you know, necessarily mean that you should not take risk.
Mm-hmm.
So be conservative for the short term, be risk taking for the long term.
That's a very, very powerful mantra over there that you have given us. And I hope people have internalized what you've just said, Mr. Parniappan. The other phrase, you know, turning out to be a nice primer. And like I've said at the start of the podcast, who better than you to help us understand these terms that we hear so often? Asset allocation. That's the other one. Can you explain the need and the benefits of asset allocation?
Asset allocation, say, for example, in the short term, as we just spoke earlier, in the short term, we don't want to take any risk.
Hmm.
We want to be very conservative because I might need emergency money anytime. So I don't want to take risk.
Right.
My son's or daughter's college education fees I have to pay in 6 months. I can't take any risk in that. I want to travel to overseas. And it might cost me 1 lakh or 1.5 lakh. I don't want to take risk in that money.
Hmm.
So when you do the asset allocation, you can again make it short term and long term. The short-term things goes for, you know, conservative investments. And exactly by asset allocation, what we mean is investing in different asset classes. If I can elaborate it, there are 4 asset classes available to a common person in India, mm-hmm. which is bond, equity, gold, and land.
Mm-hmm.
These are the 4 broad asset classes.
Mm-hmm.
For land, anyway, land or house, you know, physical property we buy to live. So that finishes that.
Correct.
Gold, many Indians, they use as ornaments.
Hmm.
So that goes there.
Right.
Then the remaining 2 left out is equity and bonds.
Right.
So now I can allocate assets between equity and bonds. So in bonds or bond-like instruments like fixed deposits or ultra short term funds, liquid funds, etc., etc.
Right.
We keep for the short term. And for the long term, I keep in equity funds, equity mutual funds. So that way they can allocate.
Clearly, a lot of wisdom coming from you. Thank you for that candor, Mr. Chokalingam. Now, from your decades of experience, what are those most important financial lessons that you believe that the Indian public needs to learn and internalize?
Yeah, good question. The first thing I would put is not taking risk is also a risk. So if you don't take risk at the right age, you will regret later.
Right.
So if someone is afraid and want to be conservative and do not invest in equity funds for the long term, then it becomes a bad thing after 20 years or 25 years.
Okay.
That is number one. Number two is, whenever you are thinking about investments, savings, etc., please take care of the taxation aspect.
Okay.
It indirectly plays a big role in your financial planning, in your investments, etc., etc. So start investments at a very early stage, so that one can become financially independent in their 40s. Whatever amount, people say that I need to have a large corpus to invest. No, not at all. You can start with 500 rupees, 1000 rupees per month SIP today.
Right.
And of course, you know, health insurance and term insurance is a must for everyone, even before getting into investments or savings.
Mm-hmm.
And SIP investment works the best in the long term.
Before we wrap up, Mr. Chokalingam, do you think there is some advice that you received as a young man yourself, which completely doesn't hold water in this day and age, in this VUCA world that you referred to?
I have learned, or I would regret, is not starting the investment much, much early.
Right.
You know, much, much earlier, even though I was earning. But due to, as a typical Indian household, you know, a lot of money goes into your family things, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So I was not able to save at that time. But when I look back the last 20 years, 25 years, you know, it has been fantastic for Indian markets.
Right.
And I am really fascinated by that, and equally fascinated for the next quarter century with Indian markets.
I like that positive note on which we are getting to wrap up this show, Mr. Chokalingam. Thank you so much for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast and sharing your wisdom with our listeners.
Thank you, Sita. Thank you so much.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.